And our speaker today by video is someone that many of you know, a longtime member of this congregation, who also was a frequent contributor to our music program. And she is Rania El Carré. And I wanted to let you know, by the way, also, those of you who know her, that just this week on Facebook, she announced that she is engaged. So she is entering a brand new place in her life, facing changes. And so that seems to be an appropriate spur to her talk title, which is Growing Our Personal Boundaries. And marriage will do that to you. Relationships will do that to you. And speaking of getting out of the way and let God do her work, that's what my wife says to me all the time. So, Rania's message will speak to themes of trusting yourself, looking within, making positive choices for yourself, love, and abundance. I think she covers most everything there. And so we'll listen to Rania now.
Now is the only moment. Now is the only moment. Be in this moment. Breathe in this moment. Love in this moment. Be here now. Be here now in this moment. Good morning, friends. My name is Rania El Carré, and I'm glad to be with you today. I last met with you 1 year ago, actually this very same Sunday. Prior to that, I was a regular music minister for this congregation. And I'd like to acknowledge Reverend Sandy, Susan, Kevin, John, and others who support this congregation every Sunday. You are in my heart, and I thank you for having me back. So the wheel of the year is turning, and we are once again entering a time of darkness, of cold, and of solitude. Although I will say at the time of this recording, it looks like Sunday is going to be a gorgeous day in South Bend. So enjoy that. Live it up. Birds are practicing, preparing to fly south. Squirrels are squirreling away their winter food supply. The coats on our dogs are getting thicker. And we are attempting to carry on as normal. Even though we feel nature's pull to slow down, rest, and stay inside where it's warm. We are operating inside of a new normal these days. The pandemic lockdown time was in some ways like a long winter. We were uncertain of how to be safe, unclear as to how long it would last, and we had to find ways to survive physically, emotionally, and mentally. That meant that we had a lot of time to look within and refocus without so many daily distractions. There were many blessings that came from that time in the dark. We got closer to the people in our homes or our pods. Many of us visited with more people on video than we would normally see all year. I certainly did. And above all, I think there was a sense of being in it together and figuring things out. Creativity blossoms in unconventional situations. Now, I am a very process-oriented person. And what strikes me is that once human beings figure out the rules to a system, like, for example, not visiting indoors, not touching, having to wear masks, etc., they find beautiful and unexpected ways to hack those systems and make them work, with the goal always being connection. I mean, how many creative masks have you seen? I have one that's all sparkly because that's what I wanted to bring to the world. So now that our world is open again, our challenge is to keep with us the lessons that we learned and establish personal boundaries that work for us in this new normal. So let's think of boundaries as having three different functions: containment, protection, and screening. Now, containment has to do with your sense of self, who you are. When you are successful at managing this, it means that your inner sense of integrity is preserved. You are able to maintain your unique differences and create authentic bonds with others. You aren't trying to change your values to conform with social groups, which can be really hard. Protection boundaries have to do with your physical being, okay, inside and out. For example, maybe you are not like a huggy type of person. So success in this area means communicating your physical needs effectively in a way that stays true to your values. Now, the last one has to do with screening our input from the world. So as a teacher, I sometimes call this the filter, right? Healthy screening means taking in information and responding in ways that are calm and grounded in yourself, rather than just reacting in ways that you might later regret. So I'd like to invite you to try a couple of activities with me. For this first one, make yourself comfortable in your chair and place your hands over your belly button. I'll scoot back so you can see me a little better. Place your hands over your belly button. In chakra practice, the belly is our energy center that is related to our connection with the world. Now, I'll show you what we're going to do first, and then I will ask you to try it with me. Okay, so we're going to take a few short breaths. And then what we're going to do is we're going to slowly pull our arms away from our body like this. Okay. Now, when I do that, I feel like a small current of energy in my fingertips and my palms, especially if I do a little like kind of pushing and pulling like this. You know how sometimes you can feel that someone has entered the room even before they speak? That's because energy extends slightly out from the body. So now I'm going to continue moving my hands until I feel sort of the edge of that energy. Okay, it's wanting to actually go very far out today. I feel it dip a little there and kind of, yeah, go up over my head. All right. So now I want to have you try. So let's do this together, okay? Hands right here. Take three deep breaths. And by the end of it, close your eyes. Let's do that now. Feel yourself settle. Now, with your eyes still shut, slowly begin to move your arms out and go until it feels right to stop, like until you don't feel that energy pushing or pulling anymore, or you feel an edge to the energy. And when you find that edge, I want you to just sit with that for a minute. And again, your arms may go up because you want to sense the energy that's going up above your head. This is the space that you take up in the world. Okay, sit with that another moment. Maybe go to the sides. Oh, for me, it wants to expand out a little bit more that way. Let's take another deep breath. Relax your arms and open up your eyes. Come on back to us. And I hope you're able to feel that. And it's okay if you didn't. This is kind of a, well, I should say, I'm sure it's a new activity for most of us. This is an exercise that you can try at any time to sort of check in with yourself. So for example, like when I'm tired, I mean really tired, and I feel worn down, My energy feels very close to my body, and sometimes my arms don't expand out much at all because my body is trying to conserve its energy right here just to do my sort of basic functionings of life. But then the big difference is if I'm going to perform, like if I'm going on stage or something like that, I can tell that my energy is really big and out there. Okay, this is something that we as human beings naturally sense about other people. And we may not realize exactly why, but those people who are like big personalities that we're really drawn to, or maybe a really incredible performer on stage, and they just seem like they glow. That's what this is. They are consciously or unconsciously expanding their energetic being out. And so becoming aware of your own energetic body is a really helpful tool for you. Another boundary activity I really like is called the mummy. And this is very good to use when you know you're about to walk into a situation that will likely be uncomfortable or possibly confrontational. So I will ask you to close your eyes once more and imagine you are being lightly wrapped in bandages, starting at the top of your head. They're not tight. They're protective. Okay. Starting at the top of your head and going all the way down your arms and your legs and your fingers and your toes. The bandages protect you from unwanted energies and thoughts, and they are translucent enough for you to see through them. So we're going to take a few moments here with our eyes closed. We're going to visualize that gentle wrapping, that covering, that encompassing, comfortable feeling. Okay, take a few moments there. You are safe inside your bandages, and you have the ability to think about how you want to respond to whatever is said to you. Now, let's unwrap the bandages and come back to the room. Do this with me. It helps to kind of just release that energy and just come on back. Okay. Thank you so much for doing that with me. I appreciate it. And I hope that that's something you'll remember when you're ever in those situations. See if it helps. Couldn't hurt. I want to back up to our daily word for today, which is prosperity. When we think of living in prosperity and abundance, we often think of having plenty of money, property, and other material possessions, maybe the newest iPhone, or a vacation home, or something like that. Those things can certainly contribute to our feelings of abundance. But true prosperity really comes from knowing yourself and creating a life that is fulfilling and in the flow of that life force energy that connects all of us. Gary Zukav, spiritual teacher and author of The Seed of the Soul, says this, quote, "When the deepest part of you becomes engaged in what you are doing, when your activities and actions become gratifying and purposeful, when what you do serves both yourself and others, when you do not tire within but seek the sweet satisfaction of your life and your work, you are doing what you are meant to be doing." End quote. So let's talk about what keeps us from feeling prosperous and abundant. We often get in our own way, right? When our expectations for life don't match the situation in which we find ourselves. Often this has to do with allowing the expectations of others to crowd into our proverbial Zen garden. We allow ourselves to get distracted by the whirlwind of life, and it becomes easy to miss the key moments when we need to walk through the door of our own empowerment. So why do we do this? Of course, we get busy. Checking tasks off a list can sometimes feel like we're accomplishing a lot. And believe me, I am the list-making queen of the universe. But we need to focus our energy on the tasks which lead us to our heart's goal in order to truly feel accomplished and receive the abundance of the universe in our lives. Sometimes we have a hard time with this because of unclear boundaries. We don't want to say no or disappoint anyone, but at the end of the day, we have to remember that we're responsible for our own happiness. No one else is. We need to get to a place where we say no when it's no, so that we can give a wholehearted yes when it's yes. The poet Maya Angelou said that the best advice she ever gave was to her son. She says, "There's a place in you that you must keep inviolate. You must keep it pristine, clean, so that nobody has the right to curse you or treat you badly. Nobody. No mother, father, no wife, no husband, nobody. That may be the place where you go when you meet God. You have to have a place where you say, stop it, back up, because that place has to remain clean and clear." I believe that Dr. Angela was talking about creating personal boundaries. You must make a promise to yourself and decide that you will not betray yourself, your values, for any reason, period. Let's take this example. Your house is a total wreck right now. You've been feeling overwhelmed and stressed at work all week. You just need to stay home this weekend to just rest and tidy up and do the dishes so that you'll feel more stable and calm and ready to take on the next week. Then your mother calls on a Friday evening and asks you to spend the weekend with the family. Now, if you say yes, then you won't be able to do what you know you really need to do at home. So what do? You love your family. You'd much rather spend time with them. You also don't want to let her down and let your family down by saying no. Saying no is really difficult. But if you choose the temporary escape route, then you're going to continue the cycle of feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and your space isn't going to feel like it's supporting you either. So being able to say, "Mom, I would love to spend time with you, but I need to take care of myself this weekend and rest at home," can feel really difficult to say. And, you know, maybe you're in a place where you decide you can compromise and say, "Mom, you know, I really need to rest and take care of myself right now. But how about I come over for dinner on Sunday after I've had some time to recuperate and refresh?" When you know where your boundaries are, these conversations become less stressful. And if people on the other end of the phone can't honor your honest commitments to yourself, then that isn't a you problem, it's a them problem. Since last we spoke, I have moved again, this time from New York to Massachusetts in the Boston area. I'm teaching middle school music, and having boundaries on my time and energy are the only ways that I survive. And so for me, part of that is creating a special space for me. So for example, my office is my total Zen space. I have a little lamp, pleasant smelling wax warmer, a little air plant, you know, the kind that doesn't need much sunlight because I'm trapped in a school building. I have some battery operated candles. I have a few special stones and crystals. I have pictures of my loved ones. There's also a large beanbag chair in the back when I really need a break. You have to create a space of sanctuary for yourself in your life, like wherever it is. Now, for some of you, this might be your car during your lunch break. Make the place that you go be a place that's calm and serene, where no one can intrude on your thoughts. And this might include shutting off your phone for a short while and just settling into yourself. Make a promise to yourself that you're going to keep that place clean and also cozy. Trust me, helps a lot. Finding ways to recenter yourself during the day will help you to reinforce your own boundaries and remember your needs. For me, that almost always means eating lunch alone. It's not because I don't want to be social or that I wouldn't, you know, if someone asked me, I guess, but I really treasure that time in the quiet so that I can refresh in the middle of my day. I turn off the big bright lights and I turn on my lamp and my little battery candles and I just breathe and I listen to some calming music. That is what helps me to come back to myself no matter what's been going on. And it helps reinforce my boundaries for myself. I will leave you with one final thought. Remember, as the days grow shorter, that the darkness is nothing to be feared. It is a place where we go to listen, to find ourselves, and to rest. Every time I go into the darkness, I return with fistfuls of jewels. Every time I go into the darkness, I return with fistfuls of jewels.